I'm Tess Vigeland, host of Marketplace Money from APM. So let's talk about obsession. Obsession with numbers, because this is something that we in the media are completely obsessed with. Every month, a slew of new numbers about housing, about retail sales. And then the next month, everything changes, right? So why are we obsessing about these numbers from month to month? And then the markets obsess over them. And then, dear listener, you start obsessing over them. GDP. We get a number. It changes the next month. We had unemployment this week. 115,000 jobs created. Unemployment rate dips down to 8.1%. But you know what? We're probably going to get a revision of that next month. So I decided to ask our Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore to come in and talk about this obsession with us. Hello, my dear.
Hello.
So what are we supposed to think about this? You know, when the numbers came out on Friday, I heard both, oh, woe is us, and I heard, ah, not so bad.
Yeah, both those people are right. Sadly. But, you know, there's something else that should remind you of, which is being in a sports stadium, right? It's like we're rooting for our team. We want
we're doing the wave.
Yeah, you know, we want unemployment down, we want it up, you know, so we're thinking about this the wrong way. We should not be looking at unemployment as rooting for our team. We should be looking at the league stats, okay?
Okay.
What the real economy is doing. And so if you look at the underlying economy, you actually get a little bit nihilist about these jobs numbers. You learn not to trust them so much.
Then what are we supposed to do with the number? I mean, it comes out every month. We get all worked up about it. And then, and this drives me crazy, the next month, we get some big revision of the previous number. Why can't we just wait until they know what the actual number is?
Well, because then who would eat all those hot dogs when the BLS announces its stats on Friday morning at 8:30? We need hot dog sales to go up in this country. The revisions are so significant. I mean, you've hit on a key point here, which is that every time we see these monthly numbers, they get changed one to two more times at least. Yeah. So in February and March, for instance, we added 53,000 more jobs than we thought. And we were so bummed in February and March that, oh, these jobs numbers look terrible. And now we look at them and they're actually not only better than we thought, but over the past 3 months, we're actually, you know, right on target for a slow recovery. Not super impressive, but it's a recovery.
Okay, so are you telling us to basically ignore the monthly jobs numbers at this point?
Yes, put on your Camus hats, get totally existentialist, and ignore them.
All right, but a serious point here, though, is the long-term figure. People seem to be dropping off the payrolls in really big numbers. More than 5 million people unemployed for 6 months or longer. So is this where perhaps we should be focusing our angst?
It certainly is, actually. I mean, those are not trivial numbers. But what's important about them is that those numbers that cause us concern, the long-term unemployed, marginally attached workers who are the ones who are looking for jobs but not really getting anywhere, those numbers are unchanged. And here's why that's actually good. It shows that we're not hemorrhaging. And as soon as we can start putting a stop to the hemorrhaging of jobs, then we can start building back up. But also, we have to take them seriously because these are the numbers that tell us about the state of the economy, the structural state of the economy. Are we set up to grow jobs? Are we set up to grow our GDP? Do we have people trained in the right jobs? That's what those numbers tell us, and they are important to watch. And we should look at them very soberly, and Washington should look at them soberly because that's where our policies should change.
Are we set up to be able to give all those long-term unemployed people jobs at some point?
That's what's changing in this economy. If you look at where the jobs are being distributed right now, where are they growing, right? In the things that we already know, retail sector, healthcare. But are we adding enough jobs in those? Probably not. So there is room for change there, but it's a really thorny issue to figure out what kind of changes. And, you know, that's why we pay people in Washington the big bucks.
Okay. So right, exactly. Yeah. Well, where's the good news, Heidi? If this is a bit of a mixed bag in the unemployment report, where can we look for those green shoots?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not only are the revisions showing us that jobs are growing, but productivity is down, which means people are being hired. Productivity is actually down when they're being hired because they're still learning the ropes. They're not doing as much. Average hourly earnings are rising, which is great. And then here's something that's been a thorny issue for a while, bank lending. So the Federal Reserve checks out what banks are doing, and it's finding that lending to not just large companies, but small businesses and individuals is loosening a little bit. that's good news, because not only does it mean that the banks are, you know, letting go of their tight, deathly grip on their wallets,
right,
but it also shows that consumers are applying for loans, which means that there's probably something productive they want to use them for.
And if small businesses are getting their loans, hopefully that means they're going to hire.
Hopefully.
Okay. Marketplace is Heidi Moore. Thanks.
Thank you.